Hello, this is Marvin Steindler of Energy Integrity Associates. My wife Linda and I are Pulsar practitioners in Los Angeles, California. Thank you for your interest in the Pulsar line of subtle energy balancing and protective products. Since we began using Pulsar in 1985, personally and professionally, we have seen no other device that works so consistently to balance and counteract the negative effects of electromagnetic and geopathic radiation. Geopathic, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the term, refers to negative energies that come from the Earth. Since you have requested this information, you are no doubt aware of the fact that many situations we find ourselves in and many of the tools we utilize throughout the day, such as computers, televisions, cellular phones, microwave ovens, to name just a few, can impact our psychological and physical well-being in a very real and often profoundly negative way. Before explaining further what Pulsar is and what Pulsar can do for us, I would like to further explore the subject often referred to as electromagnetic pollution. For the past number of decades, most of us have been acutely aware that there is a growing problem with various types of pollution. Pollution of our air, our water, our earth. However, it is not until recently that some of us have been aware that there is another emerging source of pollution, a source that only increases as our civilization advances technologically. This latest type of pollution is often referred to as electromagnetic pollution or electronic smog. This pollution, invisible, not often consciously felt, consists of electromagnetic radiation produced by millions of domestic appliances, military installations, industrial machines, computers, broadcast transmitters, and all the other devices we cherish as the latest technology. Let's face it, living in the modern world means being continuously exposed to this subtle electromagnetic bombardment. I use the word subtle here to mean beyond our normal senses, but for many of you out there, your reaction to this energy is anything but subtle. In fact, the effects caused by this energetic pollution have profoundly disabled many of you. We constantly hear from people whose lives are so disrupted physically and psychologically that they can no longer function normally. So many people have complained to us that they have terrible headaches within minutes of working under fluorescent lights, that they feel exhausted or very nervous within a short time of working at the computer. Families move into their new dream homes and find they cannot sleep well because the connection to the electrical power line is on the other side of their bedroom wall or running parallel to a side of the house. In fact, the typical American receives electromagnetic radiation approximately 200 million times more intense than his pre-technological ancestors. This artificially created pollution alters our body's energetic integrity, giving rise to tension, frustration, fatigue, lowered resistance to infection, and has been shown in the laboratory to have effects on our blood sugar levels and hormone and enzyme systems. Why does this occur? Why are we affected by these invisible forces? Sure, if I stick my finger in a light socket, it's going to have an effect. But invisible radiation through the air, affecting me physically? Absolutely. And here's why. Let me here share a viewpoint held by both ancient mystics and cutting-edge physicists. While the world and everything in it appears and functions in our daily life as solid, everything in fact is a collection of energies and frequencies. These energies and frequencies are not independent, but are interrelated and interwoven with each other. This is true of us as human beings as well. We are not merely a mass of material stuff, but a multi-level energy complex of our physical bodies, our emotions, and thoughts, all of which can be expressed as various frequencies. We are fundamentally energetic, not material. Everything we usually consider material is essentially energy in various states, at various rates of vibration. We literally do vibe with the persons, places, and things all around us. And through this vibration, energy transfer or communication occurs. This process of energy transfer through vibration is called resonance and is a fundamental working principle of the universe. We have all had the experience of coming into a room or meeting a person and feeling a particular affinity or resonance with that person. This is energy transfer. The same thing happens with all the various energies that surround us. We are just not as tuned into our toaster or computer as our friend or our mate. We don't think of being in relationship with an appliance, but in fact, at a very real level, we are. Our energy field is being affected by everything around us. Our frequency is being altered through the principle of resonance. Our natural frequencies are being changed by our surroundings. And most of the time, since we are not even aware that this is occurring, we have no say about it. We are not aware of this incoming energy or information. We are not aware that it is causing us to have certain experiences. We just attribute our headache to our boss or our bad mood to an offhand comment somebody made. So we don't even consider protecting ourselves. Most people aren't aware that there is anything to be protected from. In fact, in our technologically advanced society, the quantity of information that surrounds us and that we are literally being bombarded with increases daily. So much so that it has far outstripped the ability of our body-mind system to adapt to it and deal with it. This striving for adaptation or protection takes a lot of energy from our organism, energy that would be more appropriately used to maintain a healthy organism or in creative pursuits. So what are we going to do? We can go to the woods, the mountains, the beach, but we have to lead the rest of our lives too. What are we going to do when we are at home, the office, dealing with all this potentially disruptive energy from people and things in our daily lives? I would like here to qualify the word disruptive. Some energies are literally incompatible with the optimal functioning of our system. Gross electrical, magnetic, and imbalanced geopathic energies are some of these. In fact, the ever-present 60-cycle alternating current electricity which powers our world is a major offender. There's just no escape. Other energetic influences, though seemingly benign, such as our thoughts and feelings, the people around us, the food we eat, can have an equally profoundly discoordinating effect on our systems, especially when experienced over an extended period of time. We can and do shield many of our appliances and devices to prevent leakage of high-level electrical and magnetic fields, but this does very little, if anything, to control the subtle energy fields we've been talking of, and by which our human systems function. The second, more insidious part of this problem is that these external vibrations mix with our own natural vibrations, the ones that were designed to occur within our body-mind system. The problem with this is that when you have signal A, let's say an impulse through our nervous system or a message from our DNA coding in a particular cell, well, when message A interacts with message B, which could be the distortion created by this 60-cycle energy, we don't only get A, B, and A plus B, which would be C. We get a myriad of frequencies, a myriad of messages now, because when you add frequencies, you create harmonics of those frequencies and harmonics of the additions of those frequencies. So now we have all sorts of messages going on, most of which, again, are not natural to the organism, and we have not chosen. What are we to do about this? The homeostatic capacity of our system is going to try to protect against these unwanted energies as best it can. It's going to try to maintain the integrity of that natural communication as best it can. But if the incoming discoordinating energy is at such a volume or power, or the discoordinating energy's presence is relatively long-term, such as with the 60-cycle energy that we've all grown up in, all are living in, and will probably live in the rest of our lives, the message starts to deteriorate. It's like having static in a radio, or having the signal being interfered with when you go through a tunnel or past a mountain and the signal starts to waver. That message down the nervous system, or given off by the DNA encoding, is not going to be as strong, as clear, as nature intended. So let's extend that and see what the ramifications of that would be. If the distortions are occurring in our natural communications, if our natural communications are not as nature intended or not clear, problems are liable to occur when that message is received unclearly, indistinctly, in a garbled way. It's like when you play telephone in school and pass the message from one person to the next, and each one puts his little spin on it. That's what it's like. The message at the end bears some similarity to the message that the originator gave, but sometimes only the barest similarity. And we don't want that to occur when it comes to maintaining our body-mind system, to maintaining ourself. So, to quickly reframe the situation, we are energetic beings living in an energetic universe with which we are continually interacting. Some of these interactions are supportive, others disruptive, and most are unconscious and not needed for our well-being. Tuning out or dealing with these unnecessary energies costs us a percentage of our total vitality, whether we are aware of this or not. And additionally, the information provided by these external energies can and does distort our natural, necessary information flow within and utilized by our system. This is a real challenge. We need some real answers. We need some support. And it was to provide this support that Dr. George Yao, an engineer and naturopathic doctor, invented the first pulsar over 25 years ago. What is pulsar? Pulsar refers to all the various devices that utilize the proprietary microcrystal technology developed by Dr. Yao. This technology gives these specially designed and processed pulsar microcrystals the ability to link up together and transform various forms of energy: electromagnetic, bioelectric, biomagnetic, geopathic, life force, and subtle. So how does pulsar help us? Pulsar works as an interface or a buffer between the external world and ourselves. It senses this incoming energy, and because it is semi-intelligent, I know it's kind of strange to call an inert object semi-intelligent, but they are. So because it's semi-intelligent, it knows how to bring harmony or to restore natural energetic balance. Pulsar is programmed and is created in such a way that it knows what's natural, what balance is for any given living thing. And as such, it is always attempting to return us to that balanced state. It senses this incoming discoordinating energy and literally transmutes it. It doesn't absorb it. It literally takes it to another level of energy. It changes the energy state. By the way, pulsar does not accumulate any energy, so you can let people freely handle your pulsar, unlike crystals, for example, or jewelry, which do accumulate personal vibration. That's how people who are sensitive to those vibrations can literally get information about you when they hold your jewelry or something else that belongs to you. That's very real. They can use that as an energetic doorway, coming into resonance through an object which carries your energetic signature. Pulsar, however, is neutral. It does not absorb energy, so it never needs to be cleared of energies or reconditioned. Also, Pulsar never wears out. So, Pulsar will transmute incoming discoordinating radiation, and it also senses our reaction to this discoordinating, distorting energy pattern, and rebalances and then maintains our energy field according to what is natural and normal. How can we use Pulsar? Well, pulsars are available in various forms. For protective use, there are decorative pendants which hang from the neck or non-decorative units, such as the Pulsar card and Pulsar wristband, which are used to prevent distortions of our energy field. Also, there are many forms of Pulsar designed to be utilized in a therapeutic mode. These provide more profound balancing experiences and can be used both personally and by professionals in a healing situation. Let me just briefly talk about the distinction between Pulsar's protective function and its therapeutic function. When we carry a Pulsar on our person as a protective device, it serves to buffer against these incoming discoordinating energies so that they do not cause distortions in our field. So the protective function works now and protects us into the future. When we utilize Pulsar in a therapeutic mode, we have the ability to work from now into the past. Pulsar balancing sessions allow us to release the energetic patterns that have been grafted onto our natural field due to these outside energetic influences. Pulsars allow us to work in our subtle energy field and create very real, tangible results at the gross physical or psychological level. When we have Pulsar balancings, we are unwinding or freeing our energy field from those past accumulated distortions that we have picked up over our history. Whether these distortions are from electromagnetic sources, from other people we've been around, from attitudes and beliefs we've been holding, whatever. Remember, everything is fundamentally energy, and Pulsar can help us balance all the levels of ourselves. They are extremely broadband resonant devices. By the way, if any of you are healers professionally, Pulsar is a wonderful preventative for that energetic backwash from our clients. And last, but definitely not least, we have the phenomenal Vortex Energy Filter, which, when plugged into an electrical outlet, changes the normally discoordinating energy emanating from our AC wiring and appliances into a supportive, vitalizing field. In addition, this pulsarized field negates most geopathic disturbances and provides a protective cocoon-like effect, shielding the building from external incoming energies such as broadcasts and transmissions. This is like really high-tech feng shui. People often ask us what the difference is between Pulsar and other subtle energy balancing devices available. One thing I'd like to make clear is that Pulsar does not create any energy of itself. There is no Pulsar energy. Pulsar works in the realm of what's called scalar physics. It is designed according to the laws of our universe, and that's why it works, and works so well. It works in accordance with nature. Another thing is that it is a passive device. It's not an active device. Many of the devices available, if not most, that seek to do what Pulsar does, are active devices. They generate information from themselves. They are resonant devices and utilize this principle of resonance to cause an impact on our body-mind system. Of course, the impact that is chosen is more benign than something like electrical wiring or microwave transmission. But yet, it is still an external communication being imposed upon our system. Often their creators choose a very slow frequency, somewhere around 7 cycles and change per second, which is called a Schumann resonance. It's the beat of the core of the Earth. It's also within the realm of alpha brainwave state, which is a more relaxed state than our everyday brainwave pattern. So, subjectively, when we utilize these other devices, we feel a slowing or a calming, but this is still being imposed upon us. Pulsar, on the other hand, allows the organism to be where it needs to be. It lets it be at its appropriate place by preventing incoming distorting resonances, working with our vital force. These are all very major differences. Many of the other devices are also powered devices. Anything that is powered by electricity, whether it's AC current or a battery, is going to cause a distortion in our primary energy field. Another thing is that although some of these devices can create a subjective experience of relaxation or calming, they don't necessarily, because of what I just said, cause our systems to come into balance. And what I mean by our system being in balance is all our energy centers spinning as nature designed them to spin. These energy centers, often called chakras, are the basic energy processors for our system. It is this system of spinning centers, which in pulsar work we call the primary vortex energy system, that is worked with when doing pulsar balancing. So there you have it. The ongoing, ever-increasing problem of energetic pollution and pulsar, the proven, simple answer based on universal principles. And proven it is. In the nearly 14 years that we have been working with pulsar, we have seen and heard of hundreds of situations of dis-ease where pulsar has provided the solution. Physical and psychological conditions being normalized, environments of all types being brought into balance, providing the inhabitants with the peaceful surroundings they deserve. Simply put, pulsar, by preventing further distortions and by balancing previous distortions, allows us to regain and maintain what would be our natural state of balanced function. Pulsar supports us to be whom we truly are, who we fully are in health, in well-being, in balance. While we cannot and do not make any claims with regard to pulsar's effect on health, a glance at our collection of testimonials will convey the wide variety of results obtained by people just like you.